Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. You got a question for RLM? It's time to get some answers, baby.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality, Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness with your host, Rebecca L. Norrington. Yes, that's me. I am the world's only happiness specialist. And what the hell does that mean? That means in every moment, especially when you're conscious, you can choose happiness over any other type of emotion that you might that might cross your path. That means in every moment you can choose peace or drama. The problem comes from the programming of thinking that, I lost my wallet, so now I'm upset. Oh, the bank account isn't what I want to be, so now I'm, money, relationships, health. It doesn't matter what the topic. This programming that we all received when we were very, very young, is real, folks, and it is the programming that keeps you miserable. Not life's events, not circumstances. It is the programming, it is the judgments of what you are experiencing. The judgments is what keeps you miserable. The judgments. So I know I start off really with a bang here. Let me just introduce myself to my new listeners. When I was younger, I wanted two things. I wanted to live to my potential, whatever that was. I didn't even have anything specific. I said, live to my potential, and I wanted to be happy. And this wanting to be happy has taken me to a journey right now. I'm in my early 60s. What am I, 63 now? Oh, Jesus. Oh, saying that out loud gets caught in my throat. But there you go. There you go with the programming of a judgment about a certain number, of a judgment. And I'm telling you, every day offers me challenges, every day offers me experiences so that I will get to another level of peace. And let me give you my definition of happiness. My definition of happiness is to be at peace, to feel content, to feel relaxed, to feel balanced, regardless of what is happening in my life, regardless of what is happening in the world, regardless of health issues, is to have a vibration, have an energy of peace. And we are vibrational beings. We are energy. So you can feel the difference. Some people, label it stress, or label it anxiety, or label it sadness. Whatever those labels, you can feel the difference in your body. You can feel when your body is tense, and you can feel when your body is relaxed. And my definition of happiness is to have that feeling of contentment, of peace, of relaxation, regardless of what is happening in the world, in my life. I know I said it twice. I know I gave that definition twice, but sometimes twice is what you need to hear. Scratch that. not sometimes is what you need to hear, sometimes hearing it over and over again. I remember hearing some things from teachers, and I never did get it. Years later, like one of my very close friends, he used to say, rejoice quickly and recover quickly. You know, during life, as you're navigating through this life, as you are experiencing life, rejoice quickly and recover quickly. That means in every moment you are present. Something great happened. I'm going to label it great. Okay, it happened. Next moment. Something that, is more of a challenge. Recover quickly and rejoice quickly. That keeps you in the present moment, and that also keeps you from judging or staying in that moment. This life is more than a notion. It is there's tons and tons of roller coaster feelings, up, down, feel good, don't feel good, all of it. And I got to a point where, how can I feel at peace? How can I navigate? How can I navigate calmly and peacefully through all of it? I was really tired of going up and going down and feeling good and feeling bad and up and down and up and down. Is there another way to live? And I'm here to share with you that there is. But that other way to live takes time and takes commitment and takes practice. Regardless of who you are out there, regardless of you are, there are things that you do so well. I don't care if it's setting a table, if it's making a special dish, if it's knowing how to drive, if it's knowing how to draw, if it's gardening. There are skills that you have that you're pretty good at. I don't care who you are, what walk of life. There are some skills that you have that you are really good. Maybe an eye for detail, maybe decorating, maybe painting, maybe being a surgeon. It doesn't matter. We all have skills. And so happiness is a practiced skill. And the more you practice, the more you commit to practicing, the more it becomes your identity. When I say happiness, let me interchange it with the word peace, internal peace. The more you practice, the more you practice and you commit. Now, when I say commit, I'm talking about a real commitment. I'm not talking about, sometimes. But you know what? Let me scratch that. You can even decide to commit sometimes. Because some peace, some happiness, extending that feeling, that vibration, feels better than none. So you can even commit, you can even be a sometime commit person. You can even commit to this sometime. But the reason why I say I'm a happiness specialist is because this thing about feeling at peace and feeling this and having this vibration and emitting this vibration of peace and contentment is an ongoing commitment. I am so committed. It is just like, it's like, I use the analogy of wanting to breathe, of wanting to breathe. And it is a commitment. It's a commitment, and it is as strong as this, it's my whole identity. So when you commit, when you really get to a point, and I see it out there, what are people looking for? What are people searching for? To feel good about themselves, about their lives, about the world. the topic today, you know, I have a list of things that subtract. And this is very simple. There's a formula to happiness, and there are things that subtract from happiness. There are behaviors that subtract from happiness, and there are behaviors that add to your happiness, that add to your peace, that add to your contentment. And so there's a list of things that subtracts, and when you figure out and when you know what subtracts from happiness, then you practice not behaving that way, or you practice eliminating those behaviors. Let me just give a quick list. There's a lot of them, but today, the new, I just added this topic to today's list, but you know what? It actually goes with living in the past. So today's topic is eliminating the shoulds of life and the regrets of life. But let me go back to just to get a piece of paper and a pencil or a pen really quick, because I'm going to list all of the things, a lot of things, that subtracts from happiness. And you can choose anything on this list and choose to practice eliminating anything on this list. Here we go. This is what subtracts from happiness: blaming anyone or anything for the way you feel, comparing yourself to others, noticing what someone else is doing, talking about what someone else is doing, thinking anything is serious, thinking anything is important, wanting someone else to think what you think is important. I'm throwing this out there to you recyclers out there, to all you people with causes. Trust me, I used to have a lot of causes. I had to eliminate my causes because having a cause, I'm sorry, I know this is going to rub a few people the wrong way and it's going to push a few buttons. But remember, if you have buttons that are pushed, it's your responsibility to eliminate your buttons. It's not your responsibility to tell someone else, well, you can tell someone else, you need to change this so I can feel better. How has that been working for you? So I'm sorry, but having any kind of cause, having a cause and being serious about this cause, from recycling to clean air to global warming to animal rights. Now, I'm not saying that you don't engage in whatever cause you want to engage in. That's not my point. My point is wanting someone else to think what you think is important. So you can go and recycle and march for animal rights and global warming and what, I can't even think of the other causes. What's some other causes? I don't know. All those causes. But when you want to tell someone else that they, here we go, should be doing something about it, just like they should think this is important, just like you think is important, you're going to be subtracting from your peace. You're going to be subtracting from your happiness. My son was visiting me over the Christmas, New Year's. He actually was here for a couple of weeks. And he's a big recycler. Woo-wee! And I actually used to be a recycler, too, but he's a big one. And he finally asked me, he says, Mom, why don't you recycle? What is it? Why don't you do it? Because people with causes usually want you to, I may be wrong with this, but not really. People with causes usually want you to jump on the bandwagon. They want you to think that's important too. So he asked me why, and I said, you know, for two reasons. I actually had to think about it. I said, why? I said, because I don't think, listen, send me emails, send me letters. I don't think me recycling anything is going to do any good. And number two, I said, I don't want to spend my time recycling. Now, these are my thoughts. This is my belief. This is me. And if you are bothered by anything that I said, I'm laughing. If you're bothered by what I'm saying, then you haven't been practicing something else that adds to happiness, which is acceptance. Acceptance of everyone and everything. That practice of acceptance is not easy, folks. Trust me. And I'm going to throw this out because, being open and accepting others is really a challenge. But the only way you can accept and being open with others is when you accept yourself. This always, it's a boomerang effect. This always comes back to the person in the mirror. And I'm here to tell you that I know who I was in my 20s, in my 30s, in my 40s. I know who I was in my 50s. I'm telling you, I didn't accept anything anybody was doing. And today, if you listen to the show, you know I'm a Cardi B fan. I mean, I like her. I like her music. I don't necessarily like, well, scratch that. I've accepted all the other things about her, but I like her story. Let me say that. I like her story. I like her story. And this young woman, 26 years old, has now got a residency in Las Vegas, meaning that she's going to be singing or booked at a hotel in Las Vegas. I'm bringing all this up to say that when I was in my 20s, when I was in my 30s, there was no way that a person with a background of Cardi B could have a residence in a hotel in Las Vegas. Back in the day, it's just like all of the things that are quote unquote acceptable now. Now I had to look at that and think about it and say, wow, does that bother me? And the answer is not anymore. But this judgment about other people and what they're doing and their background is whatever the background is, this acceptance is huge. But part of accepting everybody and the way life is and the way the world works and the way the world is and the way the country is and the way people are in the country, this acceptance is big. And when you don't accept others, it just means you are not accepting self. I got off track, didn't I? Let me add more to some of the behaviors that subtract from happiness. Sharing bad news, all expectations. Every single time you have an expectation, you're subtracting from your happiness. Giving power to words, attachments, living in the past, living in the future. So our topic today is having regrets and thinking there are some things that you should do. I don't know about you, but I was brought up in a house where shoulds was our mantra, from what you should do, keeping your room clean, to your chores, to your schoolwork. I should bring home A's. Oh, yes, it was brutal. If I brought home a B, it should have been an A. Why wasn't it an A? So I'm here to tell you that I am the queen, I am the queen of knowing that vibration of should. I grew up my whole life thinking there was something I should be doing. There was always a list of shoulds. I'm asking you, what about you? Is there anything that you should be doing? Oh, Even from the meals, even from the diet, even from the drinking water, even from the exercising, I mean yoga, all of it, there are things that I should be doing. How about you? Have you experienced that? Can you relate to that? Hello? Anybody there? Oh, let me give you the number to call in. The call-in number is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. And just click the number 1 if you want to talk to me. I have a lot of people in the queue. You know, it's so interesting how people just stay in the queue, but they like to listen. But anyway, doesn't matter. I accept that too. So there's a whole list of shoulds, and I'm telling you, I've told the story years ago where, I mean, I was so indoctrinated to, I should do. There was always something that I should do every single day. And I'm going to ask you, my dear audience, how does that feel to you? I'm going to ask you to really, really go deep and ask yourself, what if there was nothing that you should do? Absolutely nothing. How would you feel about that? Close your eyes and think about, there is nothing that I should do. Now, that might take you into a panic mode. That might take you into an anxiety mode. But does that take you into a place, does that take you to a place where you can drop your shoulders and relax? Getting rid of all of the things that you should do. And I'm using the should in air quotes here. Getting rid of all the things that you should do. Then what happens? Let's replace that word should, that vibration of should, that energy of should. Let's replace that with, I'm doing what I am inspired to do. I'm only doing what I'm inspired to do. What if you're not inspired to do anything? What if you're not inspired to do anything? Trust me, my dear audience, all you need to do is have patience, and you will be inspired to do something. And there is a big difference between being inspired to do something and thinking and feeling that there is something that you should do. There is a big difference in that vibration. There is a big difference in that energy. And if you close your eyes and take a few deep breaths, you can feel the difference between what I should do and what I'm inspired to do. Now, the only way you can let go of your shoulds and get on the road to inspiration is to practice trusting that you will be inspired. Do you have the patience? Do you have the trust that you will be inspired? So I'll let you know that you're not going to just sit and do nothing. I mean, you might sit and do nothing, but how? Well, this is the only way to test trust. Now, scratch that. It's not the only way, but this is one way to practice trust. the programming will tell you that there's a list of things to do. There's a list of things to do. Always got to do something. Got to be productive. Got to get something done. Got to have a goal. Got to accomplish a goal. All of that stuff. And I'm here to tell you, drop those shoulders, because there is nothing that you should do. Trust that you will be inspired. Now, the ego wants to take control over all of it. The ego will have you believing that if you don't do these things that you should, I mean, oh, gee, come on. There's a whole litany of feelings from anxiety to not being able to just be calm and peaceful if you're not doing what you quote-unquote should do. And I'm not talking about taking care of an elderly person or taking care of children. Scratch that. This is about you and your life and vibrating a certain vibration. You've heard that. The purpose of this show when I say make you feel better, it's really about a vibration that you are going to be emitting. A vibration that you are going to be emitting. And that vibration is a vibration of trust, peace, I'm content, I'm satisfied, I feel balanced, I feel relaxed. It's about maintaining a content, peaceful vibration. And the more you practice, the easier it becomes who you are. The easier it becomes your identity. This should thing, what I should do, how does that make you feel? Only you can answer that. Now, if you're going to hear it tell me, I like having things to do. I should. Oh, that feels good to me. I got a lot of stuff to do. Yeah, it feels good. Okay. I accept that. And I know that's your ego talking. Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to say that out loud. Now, let's go to regrets. You know, listen, 63 years old, looking back on life, when I was 20 and 30 and 40, I wish I would have, and why didn't I do that? There was this house that, you know, I wanted to buy, and I doubted myself, and I didn't think I could do it, and sure enough, when I was married at the time, we bought another house, you know, 10 times smaller, and oh, God, I remember having a regret every time I drove by that bigger house that's worth millions, you know, over a million now. Regrets. I'm saying this to say that I've had regrets about a lot of things, had regrets. But that vibration, that feeling, that programming of regretting anything just means that you're buying into there were mistakes made. There is no such thing as a mistake in this life. There is no such thing as you making a mistake. No such thing. And look out at nature. Look to nature. Are there any mistakes in the solar system, Milky Way, universe, nature, wild, jungle? Are there any mistakes? Absolutely not. There is no such thing as, but we were programmed to believe, I made a mistake. Every experience, every circumstance, every decision, there is a deeper, bigger purpose to it. So you can let go of that having regrets. You can let go of that thinking that you made a mistake. There is no such thing. that house that I thought, oh, gee, that house, oh, oh my goodness. It was on, what was it called? Old Ranch Road. I still remember the name of the street, Old Ranch Road in Arcadia, California. Oh, house, that should have been the house. No. There's absolutely no mistakes made, ever. How would you feel? Scratch that. How would you vibrate feeling there are no mistakes ever made, including when you're talking to someone or maybe you've said something, I wish I wouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have said that. There we go again, should. No. If you say anything to anyone in a way, whatever you say, they needed to hear it and you needed to say it. For a bigger purpose, for a bigger reason. That I'm telling you, I can't wrap my little pea brain around it. They needed to hear it and you needed to say it. So this constant going over and over and over again, mistakes, regrets. No, let it go. Now I'm just gonna give you a heads up. Because that's telling somebody else that you needed to say it and you needed to hear it, you know, that's not going to be a very peaceful solution. But I'm letting you know that whatever you do, whatever you say, whatever, there is nothing that you say or do that's going to be a mistake. I know that's a hard one to swallow. I know. But believe me, I've done all the work. I've done all the heavy lifting. There is no such thing as a mistake. We were programmed to believe it. Oh, but what about making a mistake on your taxes? Making a mistake. I'm talking about real life interactions. And even making a mistake on taxes, there was a reason for that too. Because whatever happens after, I know I'm going off into a tangent here, but I'm really trying to take that point home, because when you let go of having any regrets or thinking that there are any mistakes, you are going to feel lighter. You are going to vibrate. You're going to vibrate peace. Just letting go of those things, letting go of regrets and mistakes. I said, you know, there's a lot of things that subtract from happiness, and you just have to practice a few until you master them, then jump onto something else. The vibration, your vibration, you can feel the difference. And it's having that vibration and practicing a vibration of peace regardless of what happens and regardless of what doesn't happen. I've had the last couple of days, I don't know why my stomach is really bothering me, but it's just, oh my goodness, it's just grumble, 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 grumble. Bother. And so now I got to go back to liquid diet just to clear all this out. And yesterday I literally didn't do anything. But if I didn't do anything 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, I'd feel bad about that. Oh, what a waste. That's another thing that subtracts from happiness. Thinking that you're wasting time. Thinking that you're wasting anything, you're wasting time. There's no such thing as wasting time. No such thing as wasting time. That is a man-made concept. That is a man-made programming. There is no such thing. So this, what this show shares is the program and how to eliminate the program, to discover, to feel, to live peaceful, content, happy, balanced, relaxed, satisfied. How does that sound, my dear audience? Let me just read off a couple of things that are also subtract from happiness, and then I'll end the show. Giving power to words, having attachments, living in the past, living in the future, all judgments, having preferences, resisting what is, trying to control anything or anyone outside of yourself, complaining about something you have no control over, being embarrassed. You know what being embarrassed means? That just means you care about what other people think. There's no peace, no happiness when you care about what somebody else thinks. Taking anything personally, worrying. I was there's a young man who was supposed to come to the house and do some gardening, and he's been sick for the last week, and so he called me. He says, you know, I just can't come out. I said, don't worry about it. Gardening can wait. Who cares? Gardening can wait. Well, I just worry about losing customers. I said, worrying means a lack of trust. And I throw that kind of thing out because it's just the truth. When you worry, it just means that you don't trust. Let me read to you what adds to happiness, and then I'll end the show. What adds to your happiness is making happiness your number one priority. In other words, committing to it. It's a moment-by-moment commitment to wanting to be happier, which means wanting to experience internal peace. Surrendering to whatever is happening in the moment. You know, my stomach was bothering me yesterday, then what can I do? Okay. See, the thing about this body that we're in, this body is just a reminder. The body is going to do what it does. The body isn't personal. It's going to do what it does, regardless. And it's just a reminder that we are not our bodies. I mean, that was the show that I talked about a few months ago, but we are not our bodies. You're not your body. And so when you ever have any aches and pains or illness or sickness or a hurt or whatever, it's just a reminder, you're not your body. And when you really practice that, these moments of, quote unquote, not feeling good, are easy to experience. Something else that adds to happiness is humbling the ego. Recognizing the voice of the ego, recognizing the ego and getting a crowbar and banging at the ego right at the knees, crippling the ego. Being yourself. The more you are yourself, meaning, you know, I'm a big football fan, and I was watching this video about Tom Brady. Sorry, but I love the Patriots. And he was saying, Tom Brady was saying that he can only be himself on the football field. He said he can only be himself, and he can only express himself. He can yell. He can get frustrated. He can only be himself on the football field. Can you imagine? So that means when you're around other people, when you're around your family, when you're around your wife, your whoever it is, you can't be yourself. The only reason why people can't be themselves around other people is because of lack of acceptance from the other person. The interesting thing is when you really feel, this is who I am, this is me, and you don't care if anybody else accepts it, then you are free. When you can be yourself, you have found freedom. There is nothing more important than being able to be free to be yourself. Free to be yourself. And there we go, acceptance. Adding to happiness is acceptance. Acceptance of all. living consciously. That means that you're not a robot. You're not responding like a robot just because something happens. Now you're going to have to find your program response. Living consciously means that you choose your responses. This is a hard one. This next one is a hard one. Being okay with uncertainty. Ooh, that ego wants to have control. That ego wants to know what's going to happen. That ego wants to know the future. That ego wants to have a plan. That ego wants to... Being okay with uncertainty. Allowing, trusting, letting go, choosing your perspective, choosing your focus, staying out of everybody else's business, practicing behaviors that add to happiness, and eliminating behaviors that subtract from happiness in every waking moment. Those are some of the things that add to your happiness. Again, happiness is a practice skill like any other skill. The more you practice, the easier it gets. Scratch the easier it gets. The more you practice, the more it becomes your identity. The more you practice peace, the more you practice choosing peace, the more it becomes, peace becomes your identity. So when you're out there in the world of storms, and you're out there in the middle of a typhoon, you're out there in the middle of a tornado or hurricane, you are peace. You want to contribute to this world? Be peace. Yeah. Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. My website is RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. My Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. You can search me on YouTube, Rebecca Norrington, or Reality Spirituality. My first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon and Lulu, L-U-L-U. My second book, Program for Unhappiness, will be out sometime this year, will be finished and published sometime this year. Join me next week to discuss the topic of next week. But until that time, my dear audience, I want you to remember who you are. You're a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving, you're always changing, and you're always growing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness. Have a conscious, peaceful week. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Spirituality.
You got a question for RL?
Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.